it's time for some 80s.
I'd like to call on the power of my three favorite Americans, Ronald Reagan, Larry Bird, and Jesus Christ himself.
This is a scene from the new Netflix show Glow, Glow as in Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. The actor Betty Gilpin plays a wrestling character named Liberty Bell, and she's about to take on her Russian rival in the ring.
You'll neuter all your pet dogs and fill your swimming pools with bars.
The characters are, of course, stereotypes. That's the deal with professional wrestling. But that is exactly what got the creators of this show excited about telling the story. Turns out Glow was a real thing. It was a syndicated TV show in the 80s, and then more recently, there was a documentary about that show. And now there's a show about the show. The documentary is what got Glow's creators, Liz Flahive and Carly Mensch, into the whole thing. They say professional wrestling was just better in the 80s.
It was less, like, violent.
And less slick, too. There was more comedy in
and
the personas
story,
and
yeah.
story, and it was silly at times, too, in ways that I think maybe wrestling isn't as silly now.
Mm. And for people who don't know wrestling, like, that clarity was also really helpful. For us people, like, the Iron Sheik, who's, like, you know, a huge villain in the 80s, that just made sense in a way that people who are trying for the first time ever to tell wrestling stories, that felt like a much easier and more fun entry point for us than kind of like Liz and I will watch a wrestling match now and we'll actually make it 15 minutes in and still have no clue who the good guy or the bad guy is.
Oh. It's kind of interesting, too, when you're talking about how wrestling was different in the 80s, you're taking seriously this thing that people definitely nowadays do not take seriously, right? This WWF style of like fake theatrical wrestling. What is it about the theatrics of it that interested you?
I mean, it's almost like Greek theater in that it's like you're telling stories on a scale that like we're not used to, but that's really exciting, that can cross cultures, can cross languages. From one side, if you're being ungenerous, you can say it's super reductive, and then from the other side, you could say it's kind of like storytelling at its most potently inclusive and epic, and if you can figure out how to harness that, I think that's exciting.
When you talk about being reductive, I mean, I think what happens is that the characters are all these types, right? I mean, that's what has to happen in the world of wrestling. You have to become somebody that's, like, easy for people to, like, hang on to. And, of course, because this is the 80s, like, these types are potentially very offensive to people who are watching. There's, like, the Asian characters named Fortune Cookie. The Indian girl plays an Arab terrorist named Beirut.
Yeah.
Let's just, like, listen to a clip of them, like, describing themselves.
I am one who is cute like Panda. I'm in danger. Help me. Save me. Ha-ha! Trick you! Because I am fat like dragon! I am Fortune Cookie.
Yes, our names are on.
Exactly. You own this. I mean, so right. So you knew you were going to have to do this.
Yeah.
What were the conversations about how to, like, do it well?
You know, a lot of it was about keeping our eye on the character's experience of having to play these characters. You know, I mean, I think the emotional honesty of an actress being asked to do this and how they grapple with that is a big part of our story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's times when the characters comment on their characters, right? They say, like, hang on a second, this is racist.
Yeah.
You know, there's a character whose name is Welfare Queen, and she's like, oh, man, is this bad? Should I be doing this? Like, she is able to take a moment to question that, right?
And Welfare Queen, we were lucky because she's played by Kia Stevens, who's an actual professional wrestler. You know, we would check in with her a lot, and, you know, she would tell us, she's had to play tons of offensive things, and this, like, Welfare Queen is perfectly in line with, like, the requests that she gets.
Right. I mean, I think one thing for people who haven't seen the show, these 10 episodes, a lot of it is just them, like, putting this whole thing together. I mean,
yeah.
it's literally the whole thing from the beginning. We're not going straight into the ring.
Yeah.
And there's this great scene. One of the main characters, who's played by Alison Brie, she's been working on figuring out what her character is. And she's landed on this idea of being a Russian villain, Zoya the Destroyer, who would be pitted against this other character named Liberty Bell, who's played amazingly by Betty Gilpin. And I just want to play a clip of the first time these two kind of try out these characters together.
You think you're so great.
with your decadent fast food and your disgusting football, which is the wrong name for this sport because football is soccer. In America, we're free. In Soviet Union, we eat stars and stripes for breakfast.
It's so Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Isn't it Rocky IV?
Definitely watch.
Yes. Yeah. And we should say that that whole scene takes place. I mean, they're in the ring.
Yeah, you hear the sort of wobbly ropes.
Yep. And, and they're kind of circling each other like, you know, villains are supposed to do as they fling insults at one another. And then it takes many episodes for them to kind of learn how to physically fight each other. And you watch them learning that and practicing it over and over and over again. These, of course, are two people who in real life don't like each other also. And so they're kind of navigating
and in real life love each other, which is actually like a really helpful dimension. Nice. Because they trust each other so much that even though you have to watch them go on this journey of not wanting to touch each other's bodies, they're very much taking care of each other's bodies, and no one's ever actually slamming someone's head into
I understand that they learned a lot of the stunts as they went along and did do some of them themselves.
All of them.
Wow.
I mean, from the beginning, we knew that in order to tell this like authentic story and to embrace the kind of funny Bad News Bears side of learning something totally new, that it would be smart for us to go really slow this first season and actually let our actresses learn how to wrestle at the same pace that their characters are learning.
And it did something to the women, too. I think, you know, we had them training in a boot camp for 3 weeks before we started shooting. And just the physical intimacy that they all experienced together and the idea that they had to learn something as a group, I think bonded them deeply, and you know the level of trust they all established with each other in the ring was really helpful to us as we filmed the whole season.
Mm-hmm. I understand you guys are still waiting to hear whether or not there's going to be a second season, but it just seems like there's so many directions this could go, right? Are you going to follow the original story of the original Glow, or are you going to kind of go off on your own at this point?
I feel like we've just scratched the surface on a lot of these women, and they're incredible to play with as actors and as characters. So, and we've got a lot of them.
Liz Flahive and Carly Munch, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Glow, all 10 episodes, is available now on Netflix.